Have you ever found yourself questioning whether life's sudden tragedies are a sign of God's punishment? Padre Pio's words may offer the comfort and understanding you need. In today's video, we'll dive into his perspective on divine justice and mercy. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Today's insights are sourced from the book The Padre, St. Pio of Pretelcina, by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniero. Within his pages, we find several accounts where Padre Pio speaks about God's punishment, or rather, God's mercy for the living. Now, many of you know that Padre Pio could be stern with unrepentant sinners. He had no issue sending people away. But for those who came truly repentant, he always emphasized God's forgiveness and boundless mercy. Let's have a look at what the author shared and what wisdom we can gather from it. One day, a woman named Juicy was praying in the convent church when suddenly she got into a quarrel, an argument, right there in the church with someone who had distracted her. A few days later, realizing her fault, she confessed this to Padre Pio. Disappointed, he told her, "Come here and I'll give you a slap." To his surprise, Juicy responded, "Father, I deserve it." Padre Pio's tone immediately changed. "Never say to God, 'I've sinned, I deserve your punishment.' Instead, say, 'Lord, I've sinned, grant me your mercy.' We must fear, but fear with trust. Remember that." On another occasion, while taking a walk with a fellow priest, Padre Pio reflected on God's love. He shared, "Don Raffaele, see what the Lord represents for us here on earth. Like a loving father, he gives us everything if we approach him with trust. Even when we offend and sin against him, he forgives us, provided we ask for forgiveness with true contrition." This would have applied even to Judas and the rebellious angels. Imagine, if they had repented, they would have been forgiven and paradise would have returned to earth as it was before. So, Padre Pio clearly emphasized God's forgiveness over God's punishment. But what about those who die without first seeking God's forgiveness? What about cases of sudden, tragic deaths? Are they a sign of divine punishment? Let's hear what Padre Pio had to say. When his spiritual daughters questioned divine justice, attributing earthly disasters to God's punishment, Padre Pio clarified, "On earth, there is no justice, only mercy. Painful events belong to a realm of mercy and love. Justice is reserved for the other side." It's important to note that this perspective exists alongside other theological insights. For instance, St. Augustine thought that since nations do not exist in heaven, they are punished for their sins here on earth. Similarly, Our Lady of Fatima warned that wars are a punishment for the sins of humanity. These teachings remind us that the consequences of human sinfulness can manifest in earthly suffering. But this suffering, Padre Pio teaches, is for our own good, a form of mercy. The real punishment will come after Judgment Day. This understanding of God's mercy shaped how Padre Pio viewed suffering and death. In fact, when tragedy struck his own town, he made it clear that earthly misfortunes should not be mistaken for divine punishment. Listen to this. One day, a construction worker in San Giovanni Rotondo fell from scaffolding and died. Now, the man was known for his blasphemous speech, so many in the village believed his death was God's punishment. When the tragic news reached Padre Pio, he disagreed with their interpretation and said, "The punishment, as well as the reward for our actions, will take place only in eternity." Padre Pio's words remind us of a profound truth. God's mercy is always greater than his punishment. Even when we falter, even when we fear we've gone too far, his love is ready to embrace us, if only we ask. But what about those who never seek his forgiveness? What about those who die unprepared? Padre Pio reassures us that while justice is real, it is reserved for eternity. Here on earth, God extends his mercy, calling us back to him, offering us every grace we need. Now, you have an opportunity to draw closer to that mercy. By becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, you open your heart to his powerful intercession. Imagine the strength and peace that comes from knowing holy masses are being offered for your intentions, that you are spiritually united with a community devoted to prayer, and that you have a guide in Padre Pio's mission of faith and trust. As a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll receive meaningful gifts, including a personalized certificate, a cherished photo of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and access to exclusive spiritual resources. All reminders that you are never alone in your journey of faith. Now is the time to take this step. Welcome the mercy of God into your life, just as Padre Pio urged us to do. Use the form below to set up your monthly gift and experience the power of his intercession today. Now back to our story. On a different occasion, a woman named Tina approached Padre Pio, deeply troubled over the sudden death of her brother, who had fallen from a grain silo and was crushed. Padre Pio reassured her, "It is difficult for a soul not hardened in evil to be lost, because at the moment of death, God presents himself to that soul and says, 'Do you want me?' Then he added, 'Only those who choose to go to hell actually go there.'" Enzo Bertani, a spiritual son of Padre Pio, testified that Padre Pio often made this statement. Now, I'm sure that many of you, like me, find great comfort in these words. Padre Pio reassures us that God, in his mercy, offers each soul the chance for salvation, even at the very end of life. But he also reminds us of the importance of living in a way that makes us open to God's invitation, no matter where we are in life. We are poor sinners. We must try to live in God's presence with the deepest humility. Yes, the Lord wants us to be humble. Everyone thinks of God as a judge, not as a loving father. If we remain humble, the Lord will open his arms to us. The worst thing we can do is distance ourselves from God. And I will end with this powerful thought. Thank you so much for watching, and stay tuned for our next video on the life of Padre Pio.